Hello, welcome back to the Practice of Living Awareness and our third meditation on this week's theme, which is Central Channel. We've gone at it a bit differently this week within this round. We've been exploring the central nervous system and the senses. Today we're going to do a simple meditation and generate some alignment along this central channel. Bring forward some key aspects of that alignment, our ground, our heart, and our soul or spirit, all central to our sense of self and our beingness. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this term central channel is specific to esoteric studies. It's the name given to this stream of energy that connects the chakra system, these seven energy centers that influence our evolution, that also have a direct effect on our physiology, our emotional body, our mind state, and the integration of our personality with our spirit and soul. What's fascinating is that each one of these energy centers line up with very specific parts of our anatomy, and six of them are organized directly along the spine at very specific vertebrae, directly along this central channel. They correspond to specific nerve plexi, and they correspond to our endocrine system. We've got seven endocrine glands. We've got seven chakras. Interesting. The one energy center that is not along the spine is called the ajna. Its location is at the brow or just beneath the hairline. In many ways, this energy center acts as the conductor of the orchestra, the director. Today, we're going to be using our ajna. We're going to be using our attention, our director, to simply bring the body into alignment, to center our energies along this central channel. We'll do this by bringing awareness and balance to key points along that line, almost like a fulcrum. The base will ground the heart as a centerpiece, and the crown, or we might go higher, soul or spirit. Let's see where our aspiration takes us. So we'll begin just by becoming aware of awareness itself. Paying attention to your capacity to pay attention. This is the stuff of the ajna. So often as we direct our attention or move our attention, it's as if we're using this part of our head, the brow. There's so many different ways we can use our attention. We can aim our attention, focus it, almost like a spotlight. Sometimes it feels like a laser beam. We can have wide open awareness. We can really feel into the quality of those types of attention. And I know for myself, even right now, just playing with focused attention, moving to wide attention, it's got this location behind my eyes that seems to move inward from this area at the brow. So let's establish some alignment. And today we'll start by centering in the heart. You might say it's a centerpiece of sorts. Considering the seven centers, it's the one in the middle, three above and three below. So perhaps we can lean into the balance that an open heart provides. Equal parts expressive and receptive. Taking several breaths here, perhaps even physically opening that space, dropping the shoulders a bit, allowing the lungs to feel some softness in the rib cage, feeling that whole area open, and gently releasing on an exhale. From this heart space, it's easy to turn our attention toward our beingness. We're here, body breathing, alive, aware. Heartbeat after heartbeat mimics the moment-to-moment flow of time. I invite you to follow an inhale in from the room, through the nostrils, down the windpipe, into the lungs. That breath leading us to the lungs to the heart space. And an exhale, and yet again another deep, centralized, if you will, inhale. And on the next exhale, allow your attention to move all the way down the spine to your sit bones. We might just practice this for a few breaths. Lungs fill, and on the exhale, we settle down. Allow attention, awareness to move down the spine, down to the sit bones. And each time you do this, becoming more and more aware of the body sitting, the body grounded, the earth beneath you. An inhale fills the lungs. Lungs bring us to the space of the heart, this centerpiece of livingness. And on the exhale, that energy moves down the spine. We might even imagine the pelvic bowl. It's as if the energy moves down and fills this bowl. We might even imagine or sense energy flowing over the sides, down our legs, or directly down into the earth. You might feel a bit of a natural lift on the inhale, as the lungs expand, the heart space expands. We might feel a lift in the whole spine on the inhale. And again, the exhale, that energy flowing down to the sit bones, down the legs, down into the earth, grounding, breathing down into this body, this world from which we've been made. This body, this being that sustains us, that provides us with all that we need. There's a feeling of groundedness in the abundance that the earth provides us. And our awareness of being on and of the earth meets the awareness of the earth itself. Awareness follows life. Where there's life, there is awareness. as the seed vibrates with the warmth of the sun and the moisture in the soil. Awareness follows. Awareness is there. As waterfowl take off from a lake in the south and migrate north, because summer's approaching, awareness is there. This exists within awareness. As the earthworm surfaces during a rainstorm, as hydrogen bonds with oxygen, as a leaf turns towards the sun, there is awareness. And so with each breath, as we ground, we're grounding into and within the spaciousness of awareness. This feeling of being, of embodiment, it is the stuff of the root center, the basic center at the base of the spine. Can almost be aware as we breathe in and down and out that we're energizing this aspect of our energy architecture, of our being. And from this ground, we inhale and lift up, aspire upwards, not unlike the blossom aspires toward the sun. We can imagine that breath moves up along the central channel, along the spine and the vertebrae, all the way up to this space of the heart. And resting there for a few breaths. Yet aware of the ground of your being, brought into relation with this centerpiece of life itself. And on the next inhale, aspiring higher, up past the collarbones, up the neck, into the skull, perhaps noticing the light behind the eyelids, until you reach the top of the head, the crown. You might become aware of your alignment here. Cushion, ground, earth beneath you, touch points on your legs or your feet. And tracking a straight line all the way up the spine, all the way to the top of the head, and on an exhale, just allowing, affirming, if you will, realizing or experiencing your uprightness. Your centeredness, your alignment. From here, we might open the aperture of awareness even wider, perhaps infinitely wide, if you will. Our planet and life itself seems to orient toward the sun. We might aspire up toward the light of the soul, sun and soul. The word soul is Latin for the word sun. So we aspire with a breath, with intention, to that source of light, of life, the soul. allowing awareness to be wide and receptive, inclusive. And allowing for an awareness of your ground of being. Awareness can hold all of that. And bringing the heart space into the mix. We might get a sense of this energetic alignment, ground, heart, soul, light. Gently breathing, aware of movement, aware of energy, aware of flow, newness, life. As we hold all of this within our alignment, the result of our alignment, as breath comes in and gently breath moves out, and moment to moment, life unfolds. We take several breaths together as we bring this sitting to a close. We breathe light into the mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self. Realizing ourselves to be light, awareness, consciousness, a body, a heart. Breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. Be with you again soon.